This is our Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9, and we've got our next guest in the studio, and this is Simon Abrahams, who's been on before. Simon, several times.
By too many times.
Listen to these
too
two go. Simon is the CEO and creative director of Melbourne Fringe. Now, you might say, well, Fringe isn't Fringe on later in the year, David? Why have we got Simon in the studio? Oh,
because
today?
He can't help himself and he just has to come in and annoy us all the time. Why are you here?
Just to annoy you, as per usual. I love annoying you. It's my favourite thing.
You did such a good job of it too, Simon.
Thank you. No, of course, we're here because Melbourne Fringe registrations are opening this week.
For the artists.
Right. So, coming to spruik that.
Right, okay. Now, obviously, it's not, the show's not, the festival's not on until September, and, that's when the general public know about it. But, of course, you've got the long task of, making sure you've got enough people to perform.
That's it. One of the things I think people maybe don't always know about Melbourne Fringe is that it's completely open access, which means that anyone who wants to put something in the festival can. So we literally crowdsourced the festival over the months of April and May, put a whole festival together, and then that's what you see when the festival's on in September.
Now, how do you get the word out there? Or obviously coming on here today, and so many people from our community are actually a lot of the performers, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And how hard is it to find the people, or does it once you say yep, it's open, the people come running?
Look, it's a combination of the two. We definitely have, obviously over 36 years of Melbourne Fringe, we have an enormous kind of database of amazing artists who want to be part of that legacy. But also, we're always opening the doors and trying to find new people and suss out the most interesting acts and hear from voices we haven't heard before. So,
because that's what it really is all about, isn't it? The Fringe Festival is supposed to be the fringe dwellers and the new people that want to, think, well, maybe I am an artist, or I think I am. I've just done, courses and my uni degree, and now it's my time to see if I can actually pull it off, and here I go.
That's it. I kind of think as Fringe as being that idea of taking those voices from the margins and really amplifying them for the mainstream, So we're really interested in queer voices, in Indigenous voices, in multicultural voices, in anyone really who's got something to say about the world around them.
Yeah. Now, what sort of, it's the calls out for artists to sign up. What sort of artists are you looking at? A visual artist or performing artist, and what are you looking for?
We're really across literally every single possible art form. So I think, when you log on to the website and register your event, you can pick from something like 9 art forms across theatre, dance, music, cabaret, circus, the visual arts, live art. We have a mysterious category we call social events, which is really where we put anything we don't know what else to put, where else it can go. And so we really will accept work across any art form, or at those kind of blurry edges in between, or even at the frontiers of what we might call art.
Yep. Now, we're right in the middle of the Comedy Festival here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And the Fringe Festival, you look at Adelaide's Fringe and Edinburgh Fringe, there's a lot of comedy in those. Melbourne Fringe is now becoming a bit of a hub for comedy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the things I love about Melbourne, of course, is I love those other cities. I love Adelaide and Edinburgh at festival time, if not at other times. And those festivals are extraordinary because there's maybe nothing else happening. But the thing I love about Melbourne is that we have the Comedy Festival here, and we have such different kind of premises, if you like. So we've got a bunch of comedy in Fringe. It's our second biggest category. It's theatre.
All right.
Theatre, yeah. But the kinds of comedians you'll see coming to Melbourne Fringe are generally emerging artists or artists trying things at the edges of possibility, or trying out a new show that they might then take to comedy. And so it's really the place for discovery, or the time to take a risk. They're really the kinds of artists that we see coming to Fringe.
And there is a bit of a risk because, you have to pay your registration, which makes, obvious, and that gets you a listing in the program.
Correct.
To make it all happen. But do you actually help a lot of these artists if they're new people and they don't know, to actually find a venue?
We do, yeah. So we have a team of people who you can call up or email, and essentially they'll help find you a venue, and we have a lot of resources that will kind of help guide you every step of the way. So if you've just got an idea for a show or an exhibition or something you want to do, a strange event, you can just call the office or email, and our job is to kind of help work with you to find that idea and maybe find a place or a venue or somewhere that you can do it in Melbourne.
And are there any sort of criteria that you look for at all in any sort of in the applications? Are you looking for something that's a little bit different, or you know, something that's, you know, hasn't been done before or anything along those lines? Is there a theme? Anything along those lines?
Look, because we're an open access festival, we do accept all registrations. Okay. So anyone that wants to be part of the festival can.
So, Neil, yes, you could do your tap dancing.
I could frock up and get my tiara out and do a tap dance.
Do it. You are in. We'll find you a venue. We'll do it. Absolutely. So, I mean, I guess, you know, we absolutely like to focus on work that is innovative, and we encourage people to take risks, but we accept everything and anyone. And, you know, being an uncurated festival means that we find a spot for everyone.
It costs a lot of money to put on a festival. Okay, you get a little bit of money out of each of these performers that come in, but that's covering pretty much the basic stuff. That's not anything. It must be hard putting on a festival of this size, you know, like, and we all know that the arts, there's never money. So it must be a struggle for you every year.
Yeah, look, it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have the best job in the world, and I absolutely, you know, love throwing all of my energy into it. Making the dollars work is undoubtedly the hardest part of what we do. We're, you know, our turnover is pushing $3 million. We have government support at, you know, less than $500,000. So there's a lot of money that has to be found every year to make a festival happen. And that's a mix of corporate sponsorship, of individual people giving donations, of trusts and foundations, people buying beer at the bar, all sorts of things that that make a festival tick.
Yeah. Have you worked out a theme this year, or are you keeping that? Or you wouldn't release that yet, would you?
Look, we like to think. So we do have a kind of provocation, I guess, that we put to our artists, which this year is we're looking at the games we play. So thinking of that in really literal ways, maybe looking at things we can learn from children whose expert is play, but also looking at that in more interesting or subvert ways. So, you know, what are the power plays? What are how can we break the rules?
So, it means so many things, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So, you know, that's the kind of provocation we put to artists and think, you know, what kind of games might you play, or do you play, or do you want to play, or do you not want to play?
Yeah. And thinking it, about how I'm we out break there with that. The, I think it's the dress up time with the tiara and the tap dance.
That's it. You're in. Breaking some rules there. Or making some.
So, artists need to start registering from the 9th of April.
From tomorrow.
Yeah. How long have they got?
Look, we closed registrations on the 28th of May.
And why do you close then?
So that then gives us enough time to put that all goes together into that beautiful brochure that you then pick up. So essentially that's when we lock everything off and start preparing everything for our public launch in August.
Right. And the festival this year is when?
The 13th to the 30th of September.
So block that out, people. Don't go away. Don't do anything else for the rest of the year, and save your pennies to support this wonderful festival that we have here every year. Now, of course, you'll be back a few times and also on Friday Drive as well. Oh, God, I'm going to have to put up with you so many times.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's the worst. But thank you, Simon, so much for coming in. And people, website, what is it?
Oh, you will find us at melbournefringe.com.au.
Thanks for coming in.
See you soon.
Here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.